from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump blasts Iran in meeting with Israeli Prime Minister. U.S. President Donald Trump assailed Iranian aggression and military ambitions as he arrived in Israel Monday on his first visit to the Jewish state as the American leader. As he headed into a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump attacked the administration of former U.S. President Barack Obama for agreeing to the 2015 international deal restraining Iran's nuclear weapons program.
Iran negotiated a fantastic deal with the previous administration, a deal that is unbelievable from any standpoint. Some people don't understand even how it could be even thought of.
Trump also took the occasion to deny that when he was meeting with top Russian diplomats in Washington earlier this month, he had unmasked Israel as the U.S.'s clandestine source for highly classified information about a potential Islamic State airplane terrorist attack. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte left for a four-day official visit to Russia, where he'll be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In his departure speech on Monday, Duterte said that the visit underscores his independent foreign policy and desire to forge closer ties.
Russia must cease to be at the margins of Philippine diplomacy. Over-dependence on traditional partners has limited our room to maneuver in a very dynamic international arena. This is a strategic oversight that has led to many missed opportunities for our country.
This is VOA News. It was only last summer that General Michael Flynn was the hit of the Republican National Convention.
We do not need a reckless president who believes she is above the law.
That was when he suggested that Hillary Clinton might be locked up for her handling of classified emails on her private server.
Lock her up. That's right.
Today, General Flynn has problems of his own, as U.S. media reports say the former National Security Advisor will invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and decline to cooperate with a Senate subpoena to hand over documents related to the probe into Russia's meddling in the U.S. election. The Senate Intelligence Committee is seeking the documents as part of its investigation. Flynn had previously sought immunity. The Senate committee probe is one of several ongoing inquiries into possible Trump campaign collusion with Moscow interests to help him win the election. The United Nations Security Council plans to have an emergency meeting Tuesday in response to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a National Security Council meeting on the matter. VOA asked RAND Corporation scholar Bruce Bennett if this latest launch could affect peace pursuits between Seoul and Pyongyang.
You know, I think President Moon Jae-in wants to get back to it, but Kim Jong-un has got to let him. Moon Jae-in, with the South Korean populace, the broader populace that he now serves as president, has to be responsive to bad actions by North Korea.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called the ongoing testing disappointing and disturbing. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has extended the state of emergency declared after a failed 2016 military coup. Erdogan spoke in Ankara to tens of thousands of his followers and members of his ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, which convened to re-elect him as their leader. He said the AKP has rejoined Congress and they will work toward the bigger goal of a new beginning. Under Turkey's old constitution, the head of the state had to sever ties with their political party, which Erdogan did. That changed after the April referendum this year, which created an executive presidency. Authorities in Pakistan are reported to have arrested five suspected Islamic State operatives who were planning terrorist attacks in Karachi using explosives-laden unmanned aircrafts, also known as drones. A university professor is among the suspects whom counterterrorism forces detained during an early Monday raid in the southern port city. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.